The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Felicitous, how enjoyable is it to be part of Storm this season?
I'm really having a great time with such a great team and, yeah, a great atmosphere. Having the Roses as well as part of the team, they've added towards the performance of the team in general. Yeah.
During the games, we see that great atmosphere between you all. So what's that like off court when you're at training?
I always say this, this is one of the best team that I've ever been part of. And I still remember my first time joining Storm for the 2021 season. I don't even remember myself feeling homesick because it was my first time being far away from home for such a long time. And I think that Storm culture, the family part of it is really something enjoyable to be part of. And I can say I'm always looking forward to training session because I have fun most of the times. I know the sessions will be intense, but just having the players around me, everyone is so lovely. And I don't even know how to explain it, but yeah.
Hannah and Amy have come back this season. So what are they like as people obviously coming back to the club?
I can say, as for Hannah, she brings so much experience as well. I know I hadn't had the chance maybe to watch her play because I only been with the team for 3 years. But just knowing what she achieved as a player, you know, it's just one of those special opportunities, at least to manage to play with her, you know. And I think I'm learning quite a lot from her as well. Having Amy back to Storm. I know my first year here, she was still with Wasps, but last season when she was on her break, she would come and train with us. So good to see her back to Concord. And I can say basically bringing them or for them being part of the team has just brought like kind of like a positive impact to the team in general.
The Storm defence is obviously you, Leah and Neve as well. And that is really, really special to watch. Are you enjoying being part of that?
Yeah. Yes. I'm really enjoying to be. I can say, oh my God, I love both of them. And I'm staying with Niamh right now. She's one of the most lovely people, funniest. And obviously, I still remember even last season giving my speech after receiving the coach's player of the season. I would say like when things were tough on court, she was one of those person who would like pull me up, give me power. And whenever I made a mistake, she was always there like to say, no worry, buddy. She's always say, just giving me a bum tap. So I can say like I've been among greatest players and such lovely people to be around both on and off the court. Yeah.
How about Mickey? What she added to your game?
In helping me improve as a player. And her role that she plays being a coach player is something that is very, very difficult to do. But I just love the way she handles everything and her knowledge of the game as well, how she conducts the sessions and everything. She's such an amazing coach.
You've come up and played against a lot of great players this season as part of the league. Is there anyone in particular that you thought was special and really enjoyed the game after you'd finished?
I can say I just love, probably I will be more biased because maybe I'm a defender, but I can say people enjoy and love to watch playing. Of course, it's Fumi Fudoji and Leila Gasketh. I just enjoy their style of play, how amazing they are, how creative they are on that court. And, you know, it's just hard to explain, but I just love the way they play.
It's going to be exciting as we get towards the end of the season, isn't it? Have you been paying much attention to the other teams? Or do you leave that all to Mickey and the other staff like Lorraine?
We do keep an eye. And I can say from the look of things like on the table right now, partly if we were to win the last three games or one of the games, we're gonna secure ourselves a slot in the semis, which was one of our major goals when we started this season. I was like, to just make it to the top four. I know last season or the previous season it didn't go well, so I know Mavs, they stars, if they're to win all of their games, they could possibly then be a problem. Like, are we going to make it on it? But it's just hard for them, like, to win maybe 4 or 5 of the games left in a row. So, yeah, we do watch where we are on the fixture. It is going. And I think we are sailing in the right direction as of now. Yeah.
Certainly the home games at Surrey Sports Park, though, the more games, if possible, moving forward, the better, because the fans are just the best, aren't they?
Yeah, they are the best. They're the best. And I can say, like, they've actually made us as a team to get where we are, because without them, I don't think we wouldn't be there. Because sometimes things really, really get tough on that court. But just knowing that we have people around us, we have people who really need that win. Actually, you feel like they need the win more than us. And it always, like, gives us the strength to keep on pushing. And at the end of the day, we walk away with a win, which is really, really good.
The focus will be on the league so far, but what's it like in regard to Netball World Cup prep? Has that started yet, or is it purely on the league?
I can say the focus was more purely on the league, but I do have a Zimbabwean netball program to do, like, on individual basis. So it's mainly on my fitness levels, if I may say.
Yeah.
But, like, the team back home, they have been preparing, hoping to join them soon after the league ends. And I think we've quite brought new faces in the team, because most of the players at the 2019 World Cup are no longer there. Some of them have retired, some of them taken some breaks. But I can say the rebuilding process is going very well. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have any test series before the Cup, but hoping to have some friendly matches with some other nations, which are still yet to be confirmed in South Africa, just a couple of days before the World Cup starts.
But it's really important that it's in South Africa, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Really, really excited for us to be in South Africa, which is quite closer to home. And hopefully our fans...
Family and friends.
Yeah, family and friends are going to be there. I know it's quite maybe from the border post, like, probably if it was in Pretoria somewhere closer, I know a lot of them were going to come. Not really sure about Cape Town, but I know on screens or wherever they'll be cheering us. But it's really, really good, like, to be having the Cup in Africa for the first time, is it? Yeah, excited, looking forward to that. Oh, I was like, it's the first time the Netball World Cup has been held in Africa, yeah.
But for the meantime, it's still just about focusing on Super League and finishing as strong as possible for Storm?
Yes, yes, that's where the focus is. And I can't just wait to play in the grand final. Yeah, I think everything is possible. We've really, really worked hard as a team and we really deserve to be there.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.